Your life situation is complicated and problematic. I know that, because every life situation is. But that complexity cannot be now. Now is always very simple. Just this. There's nothing complex about this moment. It can't be. Because it's only this. It can be challenging, yes. Something I need to deal with right now, and it happens. Action happens, yes. But complicated? It can't be complicated. The now is too simple. There's just... Well, there's so many things I don't know what to do first. Well, you'll have to do one thing. You can't do more than one thing now. Do this. So if you step out of thought, you step out of past and future into now. And this is the access point. The access point into the new state of consciousness, which isn't new at all. It's just a way of speaking. It's new to you. It's new to humanity, largely, although the great teachers already pointed to it, but it never was realized on any large scale. Amazing that there is this dimension in you that is accessible only through the portal of the present moment. Because it is inseparable, this moment is inseparable from being itself, from who you are at the deepest level. So all that is required is for you to realize that this portal is always there. It's called the now. And you will feel you being pulled away from it continuously through the movement of thought. And then you suffer again. There's some form of your life will become problematic again. And then you remember, okay, what's the problem at this moment? With that question, it's kind of a useful question, comes an alertness. What is alertness? It is consciousness without thought. It happens to some people in a moment of danger. They're suddenly confronted with danger. Thought cannot cope with it anymore. It has no experience of the situation. Thought, when your life is threatened, thought suddenly collapses. And fear also goes. People have reported after their lives were threatened by some imminent accident, for example, or they were hanging on a cliff wall. What is there to think about? You can't think. And no right action is going to come out of thought at that critical emergency situation. Thought subsides, gets out of the way. And an intense alertness and aliveness takes over. Stillness, it is a stillness too, but there's an intensity to that stillness. And out of that, which is the unconditioned intelligence in you, that is the, one could call the I am-ness that is now emerged. It's the unconditioned consciousness itself. Out of that, right action happens, and it's not premeditated. There's no decision-making involved. It is spontaneous. And then when the emergency is over, the old thought-dominated state of consciousness comes back. And then the next thing is you begin to remember your problems again. But then you remember also, for that moment, you lived in a state of blissful clarity. And some people have that when an illness comes that may be life-threatening. Life-threatening is an expression that's ultimately a delusion, because life has no opposite. People think life and death doesn't exist. Birth and death, yes. Life has no opposite. An illness comes and you may only have a few more weeks or months to live. That can also wake you up out of identification with the story, because the story becomes so burdensome and unhappy that you cannot live with the story of me anymore, because I haven't got enough time to find myself in the story anymore. And it pushes you out of identification with that mind movement.